It's The Who, and we play that for Coach Q, because Coach Q loves The Who. We continue with the Wintrust Community Bank Hour. Coach Q will join us in just a moment. And when he does, I'll be happy. Oh, I forgot to mention, by the way, Dean, sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. And we love the great work those people do every day. Coach Q, sponsored by, am I right about this? Is it sponsored by Hooters?
I mean, why wouldn't it? As always, absolutely.
Yeah, because you know why? Hooters is not just a wing joint. It's
a lifestyle.
It's not just the original wing joint. It's a way of life. It really is. Yeah.
Great wings.
Coach Joel Quenneville joins us now. You ever look at your own statistics, Coach?
No.
Well, I'm going to do it for you. You know how close you are to Al Arbor now?
I guess we're getting close.
Career wins. There's only Scotty Bowman. And, Coach, by my count, you'll have to live to be 147 to catch Scotty. But there's Scotty Bowman and Al Arbor ahead of you. When you got into coaching, and I know you're not good talking about yourself here, but when you got into coaching, did you imagine you would have this kind of run?
No, not at all. No, I was, I think when you begin after being a player and you move around a little bit, you think that I was happy to be a player assistant coach in the American League, and then maybe one day get to be a coach in the National League was a distant dream. And I've been very fortunate the way things have worked out, though. But it's happened really fast, and the years go by now so quickly. It's amazing, how when you look back, how fortunate I've been, and had special days everywhere I've been. But nothing can compare to the time we've had here in Chicago.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but, in baseball, catchers make the best managers. Catchers are the guys that have to manage the game. I would think in hockey.
I used to be a catcher.
Well, so there you go. You were born to be a coach, my friend. You were born to be a coach. But I would think defensemen, because of your view of the game and because you are literally playing both ends of the ice, you're probably, if you're inclined at all for coaching down the road, defenseman's the position that's more likely to come from.
You could argue a lot of goaltenders are either in the coaching profession or in the broadcasting business. There's some defensemen as well, but I think it's pretty balanced as far as positional players turning into coaches. But I look back, the coincidental thing is the number of players from the Hartford Whaler days that are all part of coaching in different situations, and head coach, assistant coaches, managers, scouts. So it's been a nice seeing the evolution of that group and that team still around the game and doing things, and
that's great.
Mostly coaching.
Who was your mentor? Who was somebody that you looked up to as a coach where you said, if I do this, I'd like to be that guy?
Well, the one guy that really had an influence on me was Roger Nielsen when I first turned pro in Toronto. He was our head coach, and Raj, when I went to St. Louis and became head coach, Roger was one of the assistants there with me too. So both times it began at first in the National League, Roger was around, and Roger's the most organized guy, basically devoted his whole life to hockey. Everything was hockey, and come up with all kinds of different ways of analyzing the game, and prepared his team to like no other coach. And so there's a lot of things that the way we do business around here come from Roger, and basically the mindset of organizing and preparing is something that really that was a big theme of his.
Now, I know all the good things you do, and it's everything that I'm watching, and by the way, three cups prove that to be true, but is there something as a coach you go, man, I wish I did that better?
I don't know if I'm great at anything. I just know that, you got to be yourself. And, there's certain things you can always be regretful for. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe not swear at the referees as much. I don't know.
I don't know. I think when it happens, they have it coming. I think you do a pretty good job of not blowing your stack.
I'm getting better, that's for sure.
So we got a busy week, obviously. The Hawks have spent a lot of time on the ice. Less practice time, more game time. I know that's your preferred way to go anyway. But it's funny. I was looking at stats for Taves. And Jonathan Taves, it just feels like a different year. But if you look at the statistical splits between last year and this year, I mean, it's almost the same season. I don't know. What is it about this year that feels different? Is it because maybe we're focused more on Panarin or something?
Well, I think the start, you know, Kaner was very productive, and it was game in, game out, that streak. You know, there's a lot of attention towards that way, and the Panarin and that line was definitely doing the bulk of the scoring, and we're looking for offense from other lines. But Johnny's line recently has been excellent, and then one thing about Johnny, whether they're scoring or not on his line, you know, they absorb all that attention of the other team's top line. It's a matchup that we're comfortable with, whether they're scoring or not, that you know, we trust and we feel that we can still influence the big part of the game against their top players and frees up some other time for other guys. And I think that's always been one of the staples here. But I think Johnny's the pucks are going a little bit more in, more often for him, which we like, and we feel there's more balance to our team game. But Johnny hasn't played any different than he has in the past. And in fact, you know, whether it's off faceoffs or playing the right way, you know, what a great illustration of representing how we want our team to play is, you know, just watch Johnny play.
You know, Davey had 13 goals last year through December. Mm-hmm. He had 11 this year. Yeah. Same guy. Of course, this year they're all in overtime and they win every game. Dave, say hi to Coach.
Yeah, morning, Coach.
Morning, Dave.
Nashville, you saw him last month. He had a home-and-home with him, split those two games. But they're a little different now because they did make a trade since then. How do they look different to you?
Well, they're. I always find they're a tough team to play, and they're very competitive. You know, excellent defense, strong defensive-minded team. But they come at you with quickness, and they got some offensive guys that can make plays. We found nobody played better for us or against us in that first period than we saw in Nashville. They totally dominated us, and we're fortunate in the game prior to that to get out of a slow start and win the game here. So it's a. It's a team we're very respectful for last year in the playoffs. We saw what they're capable of for the majority of the season last year. They're number one in the league. So there's some depth there. There's some improvement in their game. This year they're going through an ordinary stretch with that trade triggered two games ago, and they're still on the same trip, which makes it for a dangerous opponent here tonight. Johansson gives them some speed and some skill, and you know, he's a young guy, traded for another young guy. Both teams got their needs filled, and you know, I think Nashville's got one more forward that's dangerous. Their back end's excellent, so it's a you know, it's going to set up for a great game tonight. But we know that they're very hungry and a dangerous team, knowing that you know, they still haven't won on this trip. So I'm sure they're coming in here thinking that they got to get something done.
Well, that makes for an interesting question too, right? Because what's more dangerous, an under-talented team that overperforms, or an over-talented team like Nashville that's been underperforming?
Well, I think everybody has stretches over the year where you can say that even you're not winning games, but you play hard, you're going to find your way out of it. And I think one thing about Nashville, they're very competitive, always work. They got a workmanlike team, and they got you know, they got the right approach. So you know, it's not from a lack of trying. So we expect these guys to be hungry tonight, almost to a different level here. We anticipate playoff type intensity. So that's. You know, basically, that's the standard every night. And then when teams are struggling a little bit, you know it's just a matter of time before they're going to get out of it.
Nice to see Hossa get on the score sheet the other night.
Yes, it was. I know that he's had some great looks, and nice to get the finish for him. I think that can help him in those areas here. But nobody's missed more breakaways, high-quality scoring chances all along with a goal this year than Haas. And getting two certainly can help him in that line as well, getting some production.
You got all these presidential candidates. What type of a hockey player would Donald Trump be? Would he be tough to coach?
I think he'd be all right to coach, but I don't know if he's going to be bothering his teammates. He's kind of like Shazzy a little bit, you know.
Isn't that a win to shut up?
Yeah. Entertaining.
Could you get a helmet over that hair, do you think? Or?
Do you need one? He might have just got a bigger size, that's all.
Hey, I'll text you highlights for the State of the Union tonight because I know you're working.
Thank you.
Coach, it's always great talking to you. Congratulations on the success. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable talking about how well you're doing, but you seem like you're on a pretty good run here for a career. I suggest you stick with this line of work.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
All right, man. All the best.
Thanks.
That's Coach Joel Quenneville.